Julie mentioned the news conference yesterday by Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson. He urged seniors not to stand in line for flu shots. Instead, they should call their local doctor or hospital. And when that fails, call the government. NPR's Richard Knox picks up the story from there.
At a Florida press conference, a reporter asked U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson what people should do if their usual medical provider has no vaccine. Thompson says they should call the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
They should let CDC and Atlanta know, the Centers for Disease Control.
How do they do that?
Look, telephone number. Do you have the telephone number, Bill?
I'll get you the number.
The CDC's website has a hotline number. People who are patient and persistent can get through.
Thank you for calling the CDC National Immunization Information Hotline. To help us assist you better,
an automated phone menu eventually gets you to this helpful advice.
If you are trying to locate the flu vaccine in your area, you may contact your local health department.
A CDC spokesman says thousands of people are calling the immunization hotline every day, so many that the agency plans to launch a new toll-free hotline to take nearly unlimited calls about the flu. The new line will also allow people to leave information on whether they've had trouble finding flu shots. The spokesman says the CDC will use this information to tell the vaccine maker where shortages are worst. And the new line will also help the agency track the flu once it breaks out. The CDC also plans to use a new program called BioSense, developed with bioterrorism funds. It attempts to track disease outbreaks. It monitors such things as sales of over-the-counter cold remedies. But for now, Thompson's best advice for people frustrated over the vaccine shortage boils down to this.
Please be patient, but also be persistent.
Some people will have to be patient until January. That's when Thompson says the last of this season's 58 million doses of injectable flu vaccine will be shipped. Richard Knox, NPR News.